Washington State Insurance Commissioner Carl Herman has ordered a stop to the advertising campaign of the National Home Assurance Corporation.
It all adds up to this of complaints that come to our office.
Herman said he has also ordered a stop to bulk mailing of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. State Insurance Commissioner Herman said the mailings come in envelopes which indicate the material is being distributed by radio personality Paul Harvey. Herman say Mr. Harvey is an unlicensed agent and ordered the mailings stopped. State Highways Director George Andrews was guest speaker today at the North Whidbey Chamber of Commerce. Andrews indicated there will be a number of highway improvements in Oak Harbor this summer. Presently, the highway department is straightening out a dangerous curve at Greenbank. The highways director also indicated improvements will be made at Freeland. Also, immediately out of Oak Harbor, going towards Coopville, an L-turn is being eliminated. Other news after this. NRC News took a poll of Cedro Valley students today seeking opinions as to just how young people feel about the use of marijuana. 22 students asked, all with high grade point averages, felt alcohol should be legalized, but only 6 thought marijuana should be legalized.
No, I don't think they should, because they don't know enough about it now to know if it'll hurt them. Yes, I think it should be legalized, because they're just going to smoke it anyway and you can't stop them.
Think marijuana ought to be legalized?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I think marijuana has appeared to be a mystery to many people, and I've seen how so many people eventually go to heroin and harder stuff.
I don't think marijuana should be legalized. Like everybody else said, they don't know enough facts about it. Maybe when they do, the question could be brought up again, but right now I don't think enough is known.
Cedro Valley High School students voicing their opinion about legalizing marijuana. A new Kiwanis Club was inaugurated in Mount Vernon last night, and George Peterson officially accepted the gavel as president. Peterson pointed out the need of service clubs geared to serving the community. The Skagit Mount Vernon Club is an outgrowth of the present Kiwanis Club. However, only 2 present members have transferred. The new branch meets in the morning, which is convenient for downtown merchants.
We were talking last night to the dignitaries. This is what we hope to accomplish by our Kiwanis activities in Mount Vernon.
George Peterson, president of the new Skagit Mount Vernon Kiwanis Club, which held a banquet celebration at the Elks last night. For KBRC News, this is Les Cole.